Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about, I'm Jim Blasingame, by the way. I'm very excited about Andy Goss still being with us. Andy, tell us what you do. That's what your company does.
I'm a numismatist, and my company, I work for usgoldcoins.com, and my job is to analyze the numismatic coins and determine where they fall on a scale of 1 to 70, and then to interact with the Numismatic Guarantee Corporation, who certifies that result. So I guess my job is kind of like the credit rating agency. Mm-hmm. I hate to put it that way, but I look at the coins, authenticate them, and then assign them a numerical grade between 1 and 70, and then the firm makes its purchase decision based on that recommendation.
Right.
So, boy, it's like, I don't know, an umpire, no, radio, weather forecaster, I don't know. But I know that if I'm wrong, the company loses money,
yeah.
And if I'm right, the company makes money. So.
Right.
That's what determines whether I keep my job or not.
Right.
And you know, I've worked with individuals and companies and trust funds and pension funds putting together portfolios of old, rare American coins, mm-hmm. and just holding on to them for an inflation hedge. So that's
really
what I do. It's a fun job.
As part of the portfolio, not the entire portfolio, but it's part of it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We recommend 15% of the total net worth in gold and silver coins. But, I mean, I have clients who are 50% or more because that's all they believe
that's
in.
That's what they like. Yeah.
I myself am a complete nut. I have 85% of my available investment money.
Well, that's what you do, though.
So speaking of coins,
what do you think about mm-hmm. the cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin?
I find it curious that they call themselves coins. And, you know, one of the early guys in there, a real good friend of mine named Ed, I'll skip his last name. Ed is, of course, he's been a crypto guy from the beginning, and he called me a Luddite. Back when he offered me Bitcoins at 30 cents, he said, look, I'll give you these Bitcoins for 30 cents. I just want you to tell everybody they're good. Like, no, can't do it. So to me, with no substance behind them and no central authority to lean against the wind.
Right.
If everybody's selling, the price goes down. If everybody's buying, the price goes up.
How can a currency be a commodity like that? I mean, I say maybe that's not the right way to say it, but like you say, it's not a currency. I mean, well, how could it be considered a currency? I mean, it's basically not even potatoes, right? You can't eat them.
That's right.
It's almost not a currency, you're bartering. It's like you're bartering with something that has no intrinsic value.
Well, yes, you're absolutely right. It would be a barter transaction because people don't use Bitcoin to buy and sell things. They use Bitcoin as like a tulip. You know, they're storing it for the time when somebody is willing to pay more for it. It has no other practical value. And so the reason people are buying Bitcoin is because it's going up.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, there is no practical use for them.
But I mean, Charles McKay is wanting to wake up from his grave and write about this, isn't he?
Yeah.
Extraordinary popular delusions of the madness of crowds.
Yeah, absolutely. This is, you know, the greater fool's theory exemplified. And curiously, back to Jerome Powell, thank goodness, he also thinks like Jamie Dimon and many of the other bankers that this is an absolute Ponzi scheme, a fraud, and there's just no...
But one of the things I'd like to point out to people, and I'm trying to make sure people understand, don't discriminate Bitcoin, the currency, from the underlying technology. I believe that the underlying technology, blockchain across distributed ledgers, that's going to be the next internet-level disruption.
That's right. Absolutely. It's like the Google Docs where... You know, you're sharing a document with me, and if you make an alteration, it records it in the document. If I make one, it records it in the document.
Mm-hmm.
And we can both
That's
see
right.
it. So this idea of an open ledger, encrypted, so you can't quite read the whole thing, but you can see where it originated, where it changed, and so on. And so that makes it easily verifiable, which is one of the problems with our current monetary system. If you send a wire from here to Switzerland, it's got to be looked at by people along the way to verify it.
Right.
And you remember the phony fraud wiring scandals in the last few years.
Right.
So this is something that solves all those problems.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a
It makes trust immutable. It basically puts trust on a scale, doesn't it?
That's absolutely right. Well put. Yeah. You cut right through with that one. Just like that hawkish versus dove. It should take me all day to explain it. You do it in a sentence.
Thanks for being here. As always, good job.
Thank you, brother.
We'll see you next time. Andy Goss, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I told you we get smarter with Andy Jonas. We always do. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.